It takes hubris to think you can crack a complex serial murder case that a task force representing five California jurisdictions with input from the FBI hasn't been able to solve, especially when your detective work is, like mine, DIY. My interest in crime has personal roots. The unsolved murder of a neighbor when I was 14 sparked a fascination with cold cases. The advent of the internet transformed my interest into an active pursuit. When my family goes to sleep, I time travel and reframe stale evidence using 21st century technology. I start clicking, scouring the internet for digital clues authorities may have overlooked. I've written about hundreds of unsolved crimes, from chloroform murderers to killer priests. The Golden State Killer, though, has consumed me the most. In addition to 50 sexual assaults in Northern California, he was responsible for 10 sadistic murders in Southern California. Here was a case that spanned a decade and ultimately changed DNA law in the state. Neither the Zodiac Killer, who terrorized San Francisco in the late 1960s and early 70s, nor the Night Stalker, who had Southern Californians locking their windows in the 80s, were as active. Yet the Golden State Killer has little recognition. He didn't have a catchy name until I coined one. He attacked in different jurisdictions across California that didn't always share information or communicate well with each other. By the time DNA testing revealed that crimes previously thought to be unrelated were the work of one man, more than a decade had passed since his last known murder, and his capture wasn't a priority. He flew under the radar, at large, and unidentified.